Off to a much colder sea now, the chilly Hudson Strait off Canada. There you'll find Akpatak Island and its many polar bears. They come there to hunt the large colony of seabirds called thick-billed murre, to steal eggs when they can or take the chicks on their first flight if they fail to reach the sea. But as our resident explorer Mark Seth Lender observed, eggs and chicks are only snacks for a hungry polar bear. And by now, some Bruins have been through so much with nursing and protecting their cubs that they're down to their last reserves.
Left front, left back, right front, right back. Schluff, schleff, schluff, schliff. She lifts as she sniffs. Looks behind, looks ahead as she schliff, schleff, schliff, schluff, and on along the sand. And all above her the limestone cliffs of Akpatak, 250 meters tall, artifact of an ancient continental thrust. Cascading towards the beach the cone-shaped talus mounds, hourglass of an ancient tearing down. She is young beside the land, young among polar bears. Inside herself, inside the place she knows, polar bear is growing old. Shoulders pointed, hips narrow and low. She does not, cannot hurry, nor is there need. She cranes her scrawny neck that was thick and muscled as 100 seas an oak, her black snout pointing, searching, singling out a thing that only she can see. She stops and stares. The cubs that nursed her substance away in the frozen snow cave and for all that self-consuming time prowling the land are gone without a trace, except for the diminished state of her. Does she think of them now, reminded by her stapled gait, a forearm that cannot lift or lengthen with natural ease? The bloody puncture marks where his teeth sank deep, the dark patch on her shoulder raked by claws when she fought for them. These are the readily visible signs. As to what she feels, thinks, imagines of her past and future self, the absence, like the turned face among the crowd, only the movement is caught. The thoughts, the pain at living, lost in the silence. She lies down, the wounded limb stretched out upon a last remaining patch of snow. 7 thick-billed murre row past, their little wings against the wind. Between their path and the polar bear, the water drifts blue to green as it shallows along the shore. The sky is untempered in its clarity and not a single cloud. The flood tide rolls beneath the omnipresent sun. Of these longest Arctic days, the shortest time of Arctic year. And the lingering scent of cold always pervades. She rises and continues toward the distant headland where the last blue icebergs are marooned, both polar bear and ice, diminishing into the inexorable paradox that being becomes non-being.